in the world of professional sports, there has been very little you could call normal happening over the past few months. Worldwide cancellations and postponements across nearly all sports came one after the other in early March at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Professional soccer in Utah was no different. Major League Soccer suspended its season on March 12th, and the National Women's Soccer League followed suit soon after, delaying the start of their season on March 20th. There is some good news for soccer fans, however, as games have managed to return this summer. The NWSL was the first professional sports league in North America to return to play with the Challenge Cup in late June held in the Salt Lake Valley. The MLS is also currently hosting a quarantined tournament of their own in Orlando, Florida. The Challenge Cup in Salt Lake features both Utah Royals FC and Real Monarchs and will run through the end of July. The tournament has even featured the first games with spectators. Fans were able to watch the games on July 11th with special restrictions in place at Rio Tinto Stadium. Andy Carroll is the chief business officer for Real Salt Lake and says every detail of a fan's experience has been carefully planned for the games with spectators. He says parking, socially distanced seating at the stadium, as well as dedicated bathrooms and concession areas for each section of the stadium have special protocols in place different from a traditional game experience.
You have to go through a different planning cycle and literally plan every detail of how you have ingress. And then you have the stadium experience, and then you have egress. So it's a very different model than what we've done in the past, where people just come to a stadium and and if you've done it before, then you know it. And if you haven't done it before, you kind of figure it out and look at the signs. We can't have people figuring it out.
Carroll says RSL has only allowed just over 5,000 spectators per game at Rio Tinto. He adds the club's early planning for spectator-friendly games bodes well in the event the MLS resumes regular play at stadiums across the country in the near future.
If and when Real Salt Lake comes back, that we will have a huge advantage relative to other clubs because we've done it.
Carroll says even though RSL has been hard at work for a safe return to regular league play, a lot of that decision-making is out of their control. All of the teams spread across the United States and Canada need to meet the same health standards in order for play to continue outside of the bubble in Orlando. He says a lot of moving pieces must come together in a constantly changing environment.
We also share stadiums. So if you think of NYCFC, for example, in New York plays the Yankee Stadium, and the Seattle Sounders play where the Seahawks play. And so the flexibility in stadiums is even difficult. So that we don't have that, and there's a lot of other clubs that don't as well. It's a challenge.
The semifinals of the Challenge Cup at Rio Tinto Stadium take place on Wednesday, July 22nd, with the finals on Sunday, July 26th. Fans will not be allowed at these games, but they can catch the action on CBS and CBS All Access. The men's tournament in Orlando concludes on August 11th. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.